Welcome to season 5 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Mindfulness Pilates teacher of over 25 years and author. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain to feel good, as well as working through stress to calm, with relaxation, positive affirmations and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. Feel stronger, happy and calm. So big welcome to today's podcast, finally recording the podcast for you. It's a solo episode today on stress and burnout, both for you individuals as well as schools and companies. So yeah, I thought we'd let's delve straight into this today. So I could talk for hours about this, but we're going to make it as short and snappy as possible. So I'm going to share some statistics with you about stress from the World Health Organization, actually. So, oh, there's so much to say, really. There's so much to say. Where shall I start? So, it's costing people's health and mental health, stress. And it's also affecting companies as well, obviously, the individuals within companies as well. And I heard Dr. Rangan Chatterjee many times on his podcast, Feel Better, Live More, that he was saying like 80 to 90% of GP visits are stress related that he sees. And in the World Health Organization statistics, it actually said that 75 to 90% of GP visits are stress related, and that 43% of adults are really. It's affecting people in a not good way, basically. And other statistics from the World Health Organization, from a company point of view, it's costing, they did this in dollars actually, but you get the idea, it's costing £300 billion a year in absenteeism, lower productivity, healthcare costs for people needing more hospital visits and healthcare. And also employee turnaround, and that can have a really difficult impact on the company, the team, more pressure on those having to do a bigger workload until, you know, retention of the team. And it's costing the company's money. So it's kind of an investment to actually look after the well-being of each individual and the team and the companies. So that's starting off on a bit of a negative slant. I had an accountant turn up to Mindfulness Pilates class extremely stressed today, but luckily they did take that time for themselves and felt better afterwards. So I thought I'd share a few things I'm up to at the moment, what's been happening, and then I'm going to share with you a few tips on how to reduce stress and how to prevent burnout as we go along. So I was really excited last week, actually. Obviously, been teaching all my usual mindfulness Pilates classes on Zoom, as well as one-to-one programs. And then I'm teaching more and more as well, I'm really pleased to say it, more well-being in the workplace, more well-being workshops and programs for companies as well, actually. It was wonderful. For example, I've taught accountancy firms, and the latest company that's just booked in is another accounting company. And this particular one, they've got 50 in the team. So they're going to be zooming in to see me on Zoom for a wellbeing workshop, stress to calm workshop, to really help with the wellbeing of the team, better mental health, and practical do-it-yourself tools that they can take away and then go and practice stress to calm tools, which is really exciting. The other thing I wanted to share with you, actually, as you know, got our new books, the Stress to Calm series, and it was absolutely amazing, actually, to be at this big event. It was organized by Liz Davis. The event is the Shine, organized by the Shine Project, Wellbeing 2024 event here in UK, in Dorset. And it was based at Bournemouth University, and it was so special to be teaching, doing an inspirational talk and workshop for both the secondary school children and teachers, as well as the teachers and support staff on their own as well, with our books. That's obviously mine and Jane Ely Gray, my co-author's book, Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes to Teachers. So at that event, it was amazing. It was amazing. I thought I'd share a few things of what happened. So the teacher stress reduced between 33 and 50%, which was fantastic. Excuse me, I'm going to have some water here. And some of the feedback from the teachers was, it made me forget everything and forget about everything else. Another one said, nice and relaxed, nice to stop and thinking was clearer, calm, a bit calmer and more energized. So that was some of the feedback from the teachers, which was really nice. I just got the impression that some of them find it, they do find it really hard to like switch off. So that was lovely. And in the secondary school children, and then obviously quite a few of the teachers were present at that one. I felt before, one of them said, I felt calm, but I had a lot of nervous energy before. And then after the talk and workshop, I feel calm and happy. Another one wrote, so they gave anonymous feedback after, both the teachers and the pupils. One of them was panicked before, but then they enjoyed doing, they did the well done happy exercise was their favorite. Favorite tool was well done punching in the air, the happy exercise. It's my favorite too. And one of them was inspired before and after energized and zero stress. That we had all just seen an inspirational talk by Dr. Alex Blower as well. I hope I've pronounced his name right. Another one, favorite tool is the breathing. And I enjoy the breathing when you make specific time for it. So that was amazing. That was amazing. And I do actually do the start wellbeing workshops for schools on Teams and also in person as well. So I'm looking forward to doing one for a school on their infant day. And I've done one for a big London school this year, quite recently, on their staff training day. So I think there's 100 teachers, 90 support staff. They were all invited to the workshop and then they chose which ones they went to on that day. So it was amazing to teach that particular London school. They've now got the book and, you know, really nice. So that's that. So this event was just fantastic. So the Shine Project by Liz Davis, they had Dorset Mind there, different charities, the Red Cross. Then the Red Cross has now invited me because I didn't realise the absolute depth and extent of the work they do. It's absolutely incredible. And they've invited me to do an inspirational talk for them because, I mean, they're dealing with a lot of very, very difficult situations. Obviously, it's not a replacement, of course, for seeing a doctor or a psychologist or therapist or anything like that. But the tools are very practical day-to-day, that can be implemented. So especially things like the breathing, because they're very practical. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing a talk for the Red Cross. So that's coming up. Keep an eye on my social media. But yeah, thank you. I just want to say in relation to the Wellbeing 2023 event, it was just absolutely fantastic. It's wonderful meeting everyone. My sister Julie New was there supporting me, had a stand. Just love doing the teaching for everybody. And it's really rewarding to see that more and more schools are taking mental health and well-being of the staff and children seriously, you know, because one of the children in the anonymous feedback afterwards, there's a scale of how stressed obviously we can all be and how good we can feel as well. And one of them was as maximum level of stress on the feedback form on arrival, and afterwards they'd gone down to just a 2 and they were okay. And it was like, wow, you know, they've gone from very severe to okay, and I don't know what else, but you know, a big improvement. So yeah, so that was very, very, very rewarding indeed. So what else am I going to share with you today? So yeah, I thought we'll do the affirmation of the day. Of course, we'll do a meditation for you as usual. And I thought I'd share a bit about the science of smiling. So first of all, today's positive affirmation from the Happy and Calm cards. is I love to smile. Smiling makes me happy. What does that mean to you today? What does that mean to you today? You can think about it. You can talk about it. You can write down and journal for 1 minute about what that means to you today. So I thought I would share with you actually today some of the science of smiling. It's one of my favorite things. I find it quite fascinating, actually. So in our Stress to Calm series of books, so I've also got the one for lawyers is here, Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Lawyers. This one's the nurses one, Stress to Calm in 7 Minutes for Nurses. And I've been talking obviously about the teachers one. But the tools can be used for everybody. They aren't just only for those professions. That's why I also teach, you know, corporate, different companies. I teach all size companies, actually, from tiny companies to big ones as well. So let's talk about smiling. So the science of smiling, and then we'll go into meditation breathing after. So there's some really, really interesting things on smiling. Now, one of our tools is called the Happy Exercise. It's a 1 minute tool. And it's actually got 4 elements of benefits that you can get from it. So you've got, it's got breathing in it, which is very good for mental health and de-stressing. It's got positive affirmations in it. There's research and science behind that now as well. It's also got high power pose in. That also boosts happiness, confidence, success, and a lot more. And we go into more detail of that in the books. And then 4, smiling. Now, most people only smile when they've got something to smile about. And the thing is, you can use smiling to your advantage to make yourself feel better. So in our book, it's got about Amy Cuddy, who's a social psychologist at Harvard Business School. And they did a notable study on the power of smiling and its impact on stress reduction. In her research, Cuddy and her colleagues explored the concept of fake it till you make it by investigating whether the physical act of smiling, even if induced artificially, could influence an individual's stress response. The study involved participants holding a pencil between their teeth, like this. So I'm just putting a pen actually between my teeth, but anyway, in the study, a pencil. And it's so fun. It's so interesting. It puts you into a forced smile, actually. And even if induced artificially, could influence an individual's stress response. The study involved participants holding the pencil between their teeth to create a smile-like expression while performing stressful tasks. The results of Cuddy's study were remarkable. Participants who maintained a forced smile, even with the pencil between their teeth, showed decreased stress levels compared to those who maintained a neutral facial expression. These findings suggest that the physical act of smiling, regardless of its authenticity, can have a genuine impact on reducing stress and promoting well-being. And we go on to more details on smiling in that particular chapter and more science and research and stuff. So isn't that interesting? How interesting is that? So I've been going to business meetings and I've been teaching the science of smiling at business networking, at big events. Or I teach this all the time within my one-to-one or corporate law firm schools, well-being workshops and programs that I teach. So give yourself permission if you want to. We do talk in our books about choosing happiness. If you want to, give yourself a smile right now. You can even give yourself a little laugh if you want to. Give yourself a big smile. And how lovely is that? So that's one of the tips of the week. So we've got pick an affirmation, smile, and then let's do a meditation. So we're going to head into some breathing relaxation meditation now. And it's a really easy, quick way of calming your nervous system down, de-stressing. And if you're not feeling very relaxed right now, or you are feeling stressed on any level of the scale, it can really make a difference if you take a minute or a few minutes out to do this. And don't forget, you can always use a bathroom with the door shut, the door locked, to, you know, take some breathing time there. You can even do this standing, you can do this sitting, you can do this lying down, you can even do this moving on a walk as well. So yeah, I really hope you enjoy it today. So we're going to head off into that now. So enjoy your relaxed time. Obviously, don't do this while you're driving or anything like that. So enjoy.
So big welcome to your number 1 to 5 relaxation meditation. Sitting, standing or lying down. If you're lying down, bend your knees for back support and place your hands on your tummy or arms down by your side, wherever is comfortable for you. You're going to do relaxation abdominal breathing where you let the tummy rise and fall. So you're going to be breathing in through your nose for a count of 1 and exhaling for a count of 2. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. And on the next one, you're going to breathe in for 2 and out for 3. Breathe into your tummy like a balloon inflating and then relax the tummy. Next one is in for 3 and out for 4. Let your tummy rise and fall and relax your head, neck and shoulders. Well done. Breathe, next one is in for 4 and out for up to 5. Just let your tummy rise and fall, well done. And on the next one, you're gonna breathe in for 5 at your own pace and out for up to 6. And then you're going to repeat this one more time, starting at number 1. On the next out-breath, relax your shoulders, happy shoulders. In for 1 and out for 2, relax. You know what you're doing now. In for 2, out for 3, relax. Relaxing your back, hips and thighs. In for 3 and out for 4, relax. Relaxing your shoulders, arms, hands, thumbs and fingers. Let your tummy rise and fall. In for 4, out for 5, relax. My posture is improving. Relax your legs, hips, feet and toes. And finally in for 5, out for 6. My posture is improving, re-energizing, feeling stronger, calmer, more resilient in body and mind. Remember, you can take yourself back to this breathing anytime you like. Take a breath in, you can either repeat it again or take a breath in. As you exhale, wiggle your fingers and your toes, slowly open your eyes or stay there longer and have a glass of water. Really hope you found that useful today. Enjoy. So welcome back. How do you feel after today's relaxation and breathing? I thought we'd do that one again today because it's been a really, really popular one lately with my clients. Also, I found it really amazing as well. It's my favorite way of meditating and breathing at the end of the day, actually. But you can do it anytime you like or anytime you want to de-stress. You can even use that at bedtime to help you sleep better as well. So, yeah, I hope you found this week's episode helpful. We will have a guest back on again soon, sometimes solo episodes, sometimes with the guest. Had some really good feedback on the helping you with headaches episode from the last guest that we had on, the chiropractor Rob Spratley. And if you have any other requests for topics you'd like me to cover, obviously please get in touch. If you did enjoy it, please share away. If you do have a company, either you individually want help with the stress levels or the Pilates, obviously just get in touch on email. If you have a company that want to book in for the wellbeing workshop, of course get in touch as well to book in. And otherwise, yeah, thank you so much for coming along again. Give yourself a very, very big smile and feel stronger, happy and calm and lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access the free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes morning routine on my website. And you can also book your free Pilates taster class at the Zoom Studio, one-to-one Pilates program, and mindfulness Pilates classes and more at www.mindfulnesspilates.com.